The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
We've got a very special episode of the Afternoons with Joy podcast for you today. I'm so excited about my guest because I was obsessed with her song before I even knew who she was. You may have heard it on social media, but the breakout hit from Katie Nicole is called In Jesus' Name. I pray for your healing. I sat down with Katie to get the details on how this song went viral online and what that experience was like for her, and also to get the story behind her own healing experience that brought those lyrics to life. And then what might surprise you as much as it did me, Katie still lives with chronic pain. And so while I thought this was going to be a story that I couldn't quite relate to because she had a healing experience, and I don't know about you, but I've never had any miracle like that happen to me, she still does deal with a lot of the pain that came along with her physical difficulties. And so the way she talks about walking through that pain and how she wakes up every day is truly inspiring. So sit back and enjoy this conversation with brand new music artist, Katie Nicole. Healing. So many people pray for it and want it, but I have an artist here with me today named Katie Nicole, who has a song specifically about praying that over people. Girl, this song has like a life of its own. Can you tell me about what it was like to write it and if you had any idea that it was gonna like go viral like this?
I had no idea. No idea. I did not think in my wildest dreams. I do this thing called TikTok. It's that fun app for, you know, the young generation. The young peoples. And I mean that because I was a small group leader for seventh graders. They said, Katie, get this app. It's amazing. And I was like, absolutely not.
You said no?
I said no. This was in 2019.
You didn't know it's going to change your life.
And then 2020, I was like, it's quarantine. I'm stuck in my house. What am I going to do?
What was that app called?
What is it?
You didn't get it until the pandemic hit?
Yeah. So it was in the year 2020. Right as it hit, I was like, I'm bored and need something to do. And actually, I started making stupid videos.
Of course.
Because that's what you do. As one does. And those videos did not do anything. So I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll post some music on here. And those videos still didn't do anything. So I just kept doing it.
Had you always been a singer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you've been singing since you were a kid.
Yeah.
And you thought, let me just take this to the internet and just share my gift.
Yeah. And so I downloaded this app. You know, I started posting music videos and it was really a consistency thing. Like I started to like gain followers through like consistency of posting. Mm-hmm. And it was fun for me and I was just making content. So it wasn't really like, I want to go viral or anything like that. So I had written this song, In Jesus' Name, God if Possible. And it was actually a song that was being written over time and I didn't even know. So I wrote the song in August of 2021. The writers that I was with were writing these lyrics that I was like, you know what? I connect to that. I feel like that's my story. And I hope that someone else feels like they can hear their story through this. And I write in a prayer journal. I talk to God that way.
My goodness, that's what I've always done.
I love that.
It's wonderful. And to be able to look back and see what he's answered.
Seeing the answered prayers.
Yes.
Yes. That's totally why I do it too, because I started that exactly at the same time as I started TikTok in 2020. I was, you know, having a lot of anxiety more than normal. And so I just felt as though I needed an outlet. And so I started writing this prayer journal. And, had a really hard season of life at the beginning of 2021. It was also kind of the best season of my life because it was when I got introduced to like my record label and things like that. But I was just praying a lot of different things over myself because I needed that and I needed Jesus. So we wrote the song and then I go back into my prayer journal after we've written the song and we finished writing the song in November of 2021.
That was like 5 minutes ago. Like
yeah,
I just,
we recorded
crazy.
It.
It's on Way FM like right now. That's insane.
Yeah, we recorded it in December. So we recorded it a month after we finished writing the song. And I went back into my prayer journal and I started like highlighting direct lyrics. And technically, those weren't my words. They were the other writers in the room that I pray for your healing, that circumstances would change. That was what I wanted to say. But that the fact that the direct words were in that prayer journal was like a huge God moment for
me. You had been praying them and then someone else wrote them for you to sing.
And now
that's
I get
crazy.
To pray them over someone else.
That kind of gives me chills. That shows that God is in it because mm-hmm. I don't think anybody has seen a song like this in a really long time, mm-hmm. that it just really takes on a life of its own. Wow. So when did it first get shared and what was that next day like? Because I feel like it just blew up.
Well, I recorded like a little clip of it right after I wrote it. So a week later. So I posted it to TikTok. I was sitting at this like grand piano and I just felt like, oh, this is so pretty. Like, this looks so cool. And not really.
God was like, I'm gonna use it. It's not even about how it looks, girl.
Well, the crazy thing was that I'm recording a couple videos as content for the week. Specifically in Jesus' name, right before I posted it, I prayed over the video. I just said, God, do with this what you're gonna do. I know that this feels like my story, but if it's only one person who feels like it's their story, that's the only person I was supposed to reach.
Wow.
So I was like, God, just do with this what you're gonna do. I just hope to hear a story. I just hope to hear something that you're doing through this because I feel like there's something powerful and I don't know what that is. And a funny thing is I left it for like 4 hours and I came back to 1 million views. So I don't think that...
Were you so shocked? I mean, that's insane.
Insane and completely not what my intentions were.
But you hear, like, I think it's interesting for anyone who's listening to this because you hear about what that's like.
Yeah.
And we all are like, we did something funny on our phones and you put it down and you're like... And you can't imagine picking it back up and being like, 1 million humans have seen this. And then it went crazy. What was it like for you when people started using the audio in their own videos?
Well, the thing is that I didn't even know the extent of how many people were using it. I was seeing videos come through like daily, but I didn't really know how many people were seeing this, were hearing this song, and also just like that it was this little tiny clip. It was unbelievable. And the ways that they were using it were so incredible.
Is there one you can think of that sticks with you?
Yes.
Yeah, please share.
Yes. There was a little girl who had cancer and her mom was recording her journey. And eventually they were using the song in multiple videos. She was cancer free.
And you got to watch that?
And I got to watch that.
With your voice praying for healing?
Yes.
Oh my word. These are the things the internet was made to do, Katie. And you get to be a part of it.
Amazing.
Yes. Okay. So I want to know about your story because this song is specifically about, I pray that God would change your circumstances.
Yeah.
And you've had a scoliosis journey, which is why I want to talk to you because mm-hmm. my brother has had such a similar journey that he was diagnosed when he was younger, had rods put in his spine, mm-hmm. had him removed 2 years ago, which is like, it's excruciating what you have been through. And so I just want to know what your journey of healing has looked like. And as we talked right before this interview, you still deal with some pain. Mm-hmm. So how do you deal with that in your relationship with God? And what does it look like?
Yeah, I mean, it's really having a bold faith every single day and taking just one step. Because here's the thing, forward is only one step and mm-hmm. God can do the rest. And so if I wake up every day with the intent to glorify God in everything that I do and obey God in everything that I do, I can do that through the pain. I can praise him through the pain. And the thing is that it doesn't mean that it's gone away completely because it hasn't. I am on a healing journey. Healing is lifelong.
Yeah.
Up until eternity, that's when ultimate healing will happen.
Yes.
So you're going to face things in your daily life. Circumstances may not change, but that doesn't mean that God is not still who he says he is. He's right there in the middle of it with you. And the thing is that praying for healing is praying that God would be present.
Mm.
It's praying that God would be over your life throughout the entire thing. Miracles are not always huge miracles where my spine came back straighter after I had the rods removed.
That's amazing.
And that's unbelievable. That's a miracle. That's a huge miracle. But that's the only giant miracle I've ever seen in my life. Other miracles have come when I just was looking and I was seeing what God was doing.
Mm-hmm.
God is always moving.
Mm-hmm.
God is always in it with us.
Mm-hmm.
Don't miss those moments.
Hey, taking a quick break from this conversation with Katie. She's amazing, right? Just to tell you about our podcast sponsors. There are times you just need help. A few weeks ago, my son was super sick and he gave the virus to my husband. I was the last woman standing and I was struggling to take care of my family and my home and my job. And if it wasn't for my in-laws, I do not know what I would have done. I made an emergency call to my mother-in-law and she started helping immediately. And that is where family comes in. I think that's why I'm so excited for our podcast sponsors, United Faith Mortgage, because they are a faith and family team. It's run by a father and son, John and Ryan. They've been through a lot together, and they are going to make sure that you are well taken care of. They treat you like family by giving you their direct lender advantage. That just means there's no middleman. When you refinance your home, it could get you a better rate, could save you monthly and lifelong money. So if you're ready to refinance your home, go with someone you can trust. Go to UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
In Jesus' name.
Some people have heard the short version of your story, which mm-hmm. is that you were healed. Mm-hmm. And I expected to sit down with you today and be like, you never had another problem with your spine in your life, and to ask you what you would say to someone who that's not their story, because yeah. that's my brother. He struggles every single day with pain. Yeah. And to know that you still have a strong faith in God and you go, I have seen a miracle, and yet I still live with pain every mm-hmm. day. I think that's so powerful for a community of people who deal with chronic pain. Mm-hmm. What would you say to someone like my brother who does wake up every day and it's like, when the pain comes, what do you pray or where do you go in your mind?
You know, when the pain comes, it's easy to ask yourself why. I very recently have had that where I've just been like, God, I don't understand.
Yeah,
like,
you're
why
in pain
right
today.
Now? Yeah, like mm-hmm. why right now when everything seemed to be going in a good direction? I felt good. I felt like life was, you know, I was living my best life. I just don't understand it. But I think that's the point. God doesn't need us to understand every little thing or else, you know, I mean, He's an all-knowing God. He knows, so you don't have to. The thing is that when I get into that place, I really just do find myself praising God for everything that's going right.
That's really insightful.
Because the thing is that everything's not going to go right every single day. I'm going to wake up with something new every single day. And that's okay, because God is still good.
Yeah.
God is still good. And if He says He's who He is, healing will come day by day. So healing may not happen in the moment that you need it to happen. Healing may not happen in the timing that you want it to happen or how you want it to happen. Mm-hmm. But I can encourage you to just keep moving.
Yeah.
Because that's what I've been doing every single day, is I just take the next step. If you live your days as in the present, God can work through that. He's not asking you to look a week later. He's not even asking you to look an hour later.
Yeah.
He's saying, I will get you through this moment right now. Just trust me. And so that's the only reason I have the faith that I do.
Man, being present and carrying gratitude, I think those are so powerful. Mm-hmm. And it's radical to worship mm-hmm. through pain and mm-hmm. to worship through some unanswered prayers. But mm-hmm. what has it been like for you now that you have a record deal and you're on Way FM and you're on the radio? What has it been like to suddenly go from I post videos online to being like, oh, people get to hear my mm-hmm. story? Mm-hmm. What has it been like for you to share it and have people like looking at you, like, tell me about your relationship with God?
Yes. I mean, I think it came with a lot of pressure at first, and that weight was a lot to carry. But what happened was I saw my story being like a tool for someone to realize, oh, I'm not alone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm not walking through this alone. You know we're not walking through this alone as Christians. We have God right by our side. But sometimes it's really great when you have a person who's dealt with some of the same things you're dealing with, even if it's not to a T, the same exact story. I've had people come to me and be like, you're the voice that I never had. You're the voice for the voiceless.
Yeah.
And that's crazy because, funny little story, I used to have a page, an Instagram support page for kids with school. Scoliosis.
Oh,
it was called
goodness.
Scoliosis Superhero.
I love you so much.
It was a big deal for me. I spent a lot of time talking to other kids because I felt alone. And now the thing is that I'm carrying this, you know, support page. I was an ambassador for Shriners Hospitals for Children.
Oh, that's where my brother had his surgery. Yeah.
Yeah. And I went into hospitals and I just wanted to be like, you're not going through this by yourself. There are other kids who are dealing with this too. And it's not always a perfect surgery. You're better. It's all good now.
Right.
You know what? If it was like that, that'd be a perfect world. And we don't live in that.
Mm-mm.
We don't live in that. And so the thing is that I look at the way that I'm able to use this song in the fact that it's Jesus' name. So maybe someone who doesn't know what to hold on to right now is going to start holding on to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my hope. Mm-hmm. That's my hope and my prayer, is that someone's going to find Jesus. And I've heard that story. I've heard that story.
It's been happening through the song.
It's been happening through the song.
Well, it's so clear. I love that there's no, like, wondering what the song is about.
No.
You were overt, girl. You're like, I'm not praying this in Katie's name because she can't. I'm praying this in Jesus' name.
No, and I wouldn't want to pray it in my name because I'm pretty sure it would actually just fall apart.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's okay.
Yes. It's such a powerful season to have this song, too. Like, you wrote it in the midst of the pandemic. Did your viewpoint on it change? Did you have your surgery during the pandemic to have your rods removed? Is that when you experienced your healing?
No, I didn't.
Before that?
Yeah, it was about 2 years prior to that. So 2018 was my surgery. And such a crazy thing that happened to me right before the surgery was that I was introduced to the worship pastor at my church in Arizona. And I wasn't singing Christian music before I met him. I had no intentions of going into Christian music, which is crazy. But I went to a Christmas art fest and I was playing my last gig before I had this surgery with the rods in my back. And that was kind of like a big deal for me because I was like, this is the last time that I'll have to deal with the excruciating pain. Like, I really had this faith that God was going to come through. And I don't know where that was coming from. To be honest, but I was introduced to the pastor and the worship pastor at that church, and they were like, do you want to come sing a special piece on Christmas Eve? And I was like, actually, no, I have to go get surgery. But, and also I don't sing Christian music, but maybe later.
Oh, when... my word, you said no, and look at you. How did this happen?
I was like, can we stay in touch?
Yeah.
And the thing is I went into the surgery, and coming out of the surgery was like, it was the depression. It was the dark cloud of depression that faded away.
Wow.
I'm telling you that there was not a window in the ICU, but there was light. There was a light that came through, and maybe it was the little like Christmas light on my finger that was taking my pulse, but felt like something different.
Yeah, there was still light.
And so I just felt the presence of God over me, and I felt a new purpose in my life. Not even sure what that was yet. About a month later, I thought to myself, you know, maybe I could write a Christian song. Maybe I could write a worship song or something like that.
I've experienced God in the ICU.
Well, and I had these words to say. I had this like aching deep in my soul to say something. And so I ended up being like, Josh is his name. I was like, Josh, I don't think I have a Christian song to sing at your church. And he was like, some of your songs sound Christian. Just sing one of those. I was like, I don't think I can do that.
What a little pastor. I like him so much.
Well, it's Josh Havens from The After. So,
oh, yes.
You know him.
Yes.
But he was like, you know what? If you have a song that's, you know, near and dear to your heart, just share that. Well, instead, I wrote a song in 24 hours that's called Shine. It was based on Matthew 5:16, which is ironic because I didn't write it about the encounter I had with the Lord on the day I came out of my surgery.
But you wrote a Christian song in 24 hours.
Yes, it's like this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. Like, that's in the song. Like, it's such a VBS song. It's so funny.
but it was the beginning of something.
It was
amazing.
The beginning. Well, and Josh was like, I love that. Can we record that? They had a recording studio in their church. And it took 2 years for us to actually record the song. But, like, we did end up recording it.
Oh.
And it's so funny because it probably will never see the light of day. Ironic because it's called Shine. but it was my first time of really feeling like, okay, maybe I could do this. And oh, wait, my songs are better with the name of Jesus in them.
Yeah.
Period.
And who would have thought the song that God would then use you as a vessel to take to people was going to be all about his name. So he was like, I got to bring you on this journey so that you'll start singing about me and using your voice. And it is a powerful voice.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to thank you. You may not have asked to be the person that we're looking at when it comes to conversations about chronic pain and healing and faith, but God has you here for a reason.
He totally does.
So thanks for singing that over us, girl.
Oh, man, it's an honor, truly.
I told you, this girl's incredible. She's young, but she's wise because dealing with scoliosis from such a young age, Katie's lived a lot of life. If you want to check out her social media and some of the new songs she's working on, you can find her on Instagram under Katie Nicole Music. If you enjoyed this conversation, share it with a friend, and we'd love a 5-star rating.